You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The final weekend of the regular season is upon us, and as expected, some of the races will go down to those very last few games, including the San Francisco Giants' fate, which now sits in the hands of a series with the Dodgers. Let's talk to Chris Haft about that. I'm Allison Sutter. Chris, I kind of thought this weekend would go down to the Giants and Dodgers. That didn't happen. But the Giants are in a good position as we're speaking, as we're recording this. They're second in the wild card standing. So if the season ended today, they would go to New York to play the wild card game. So let's talk about some scenarios. If this thing ends in a tie, if there's like a three-way tie on Sunday, I think what the Giants go to St. Louis to play a one-game playoff. Is that what it is?
You know, I believe so, but I'll be very honest. There's so many different scenarios. It's tough to keep them straight. But yeah, I think that's they're designating Team A, Team B, and Team C. And there are several different combinations of circumstances.
Yeah, it's. I guess we talk every week, and I'm like, I've since stopped waiting for the Giants to like make any kind of run and push, put together any kind of string of good games. I mean, it's sort of humorous just to look at the Mets and the Giants and the Cardinals, who have all underperformed for so long, and now it's like everyone's like, does anybody really want this? But the Giants, I guess, I mean, if they do end up getting this, and getting into that wild card game, they have to like their chances. Who would it be? Samardzija? Would that be like the likely pitcher for the wild card game?
Allison, it sounds like it would be, or it looks like it would be, given Madison Bumgarner will pitch this weekend, and I don't know what they can get out of Johnny Cueto tonight. You know, who knows what's going to happen there? So, if they can get him a lead. Or, if he can hold him down for a few innings, I'll bet they get him out of there after five. They may not want to mess with him, push him too much, even though he has handled a lot of innings this year. If they somehow manage to play the wild card game at home, maybe Matt Moore, who's, Matt Moore could be a choice if he's better rested than Bumgarner, just because, he's pitched really well lately at AT&T, and being left-handed, that throws in a wrinkle also. So they have some options for the wild card game if it gets that far, and probably will.
Yeah, no, it's looking pretty good for the Giants. What is it like? This has just been a very weird second half. Very weird season, but really weird second half. So now, what's it like just post-game? I mean, all the reporters go in there, and they talk to the players. There has to be some sense of, I don't even know what the word is, but just some sense of like, okay, here we go again, kind of asking the same questions. The players have to answer the same questions. Like, they're still very much in it. Yet there's a lot of times they lose games and they just don't lose ground because everyone else is losing too. Has there been any change just in the whole approach from, some of the more media savvy guys when they're like talking to you guys about trying to figure out what all is going on?
As you were forming that question, Allison, I was thinking about the here we go. I was thinking the words here we go again, and then you just said them, here we go again. That's funny. There is a lot of here we go again in the clubhouse. And even the, as you say, more media savvy guys, at least publicly, they keep a stiff upper lip, try to maintain optimism. They know they're better than what they've played, than how they've performed in the second half. Question is, were they as good as they were in the first half? To borrow from another sport, Bill Parcells, the famed football coach, said, "You are what you are." So if you're 57-33 or whatever it was the Giants were in the first half, I guess they were a 57-33 team. And if they're a 333 winning percentage team like they've been a lot of the second half, maybe they are that bad. So, but those extremes are just so dramatic, they defy logic. So it's tough for guys to sum things up. It's been tough on manager Bruce Bochy. It's been one of the strangest years in Giants history and maybe in baseball history.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, the only thing that would be more fitting is for them to obviously win the World Series, which I think everybody would expect.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, people forget that the Cardinals won it, what was it, 2011, with 83 and, or maybe it was before that, with an 83-79 regular season record. And nobody ever brings that up. They just bring up that the Cardinals won the World Series in that particular year. So, shoot, all you got to do is, as the Giants have kept on saying, all you got to do is get there and then take your chances.
Yeah, I will. I think 2006, and the reason I'm very familiar with this is because the Astros, who I was covering at the time, they were 8.5 games back with 14 to play. 8.5 games back with 14 games to play. And it came down to the last game of the season because the Cardinals lost a full week of games and the Astros won a full week of games. And it was unbelievable. And it was like Tony La Russa didn't even want to talk about, like, after their, like, fifth or sixth loss, and then he'd see that the Astros won again. And he was like, he couldn't even find the words to describe anything. And then there I was at the World Series, like, watching them win it. And I'm like, everyone is going to forget. Everyone will forget what happened the last 2 weeks of the season. But it just goes to show anything can happen, right?
That's what the Giants are counting on.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm looking at the depth chart right now, and I'm still liking the team. Okay, so I'm looking at the rotation. Bumgarner, Cueto, Moore, Samardzija, Suarez. You've got Pagan, Span, Hunter Pence, Brandon Bell. Okay, so this is... this looks pretty good. I'm gonna guess... I really do think that they're going to get in this wild card game and that they're going to win this wild card game. And when you have this team that has played in so many World Series and been in October as much as these guys have, you have to like their chances just from an experience standpoint. That's got to be in their corner right now.
I won't predict that they'll beat the Cubs because that's who they play in the division series, but I don't think the Cubs really want to play them for the reasons you just specified. You know, they said the Giants lost 3 out of 4 at Wrigley Field. I guess it was it Labor Day weekend? I think it was Labor Day weekend. But they played them tough. I believe every game, if I remember correctly, was a one-run game. They pitched them tough, very tough. And, I think they're the team the Cubs would least like. The Cubs are full of confidence, and well, they should be. But I just think the Giants are probably the team they least want to face. I would think if you got them to be real honest about that.
Yeah, with Hunter Pence, he's going to come up with his inspirational speeches, and it's gonna be repeated.
There
all
you
over
go.
Again. Okay, all right, Chris. Thank you so much. This is, I believe, our last one, unless they do get in the postseason. So, thanks so much. Appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.